Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine. In the studio with me today, I have Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire. How you doing, Brent?
I'm doing great. How are you, Tom?
I am just fine. You missed last time.
I did. I wasn't feeling well last time.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then I'll excuse you.
Okay. I didn't bring my doctor's slip, though. I forgot.
You don't know what it's like to work out here. If you're sick, you come to work. Because, you know, it's not fair to not share your sickness here for some reason.
Yeah.
All right. So we got a city council meeting coming up.
Yeah.
A big one. Or lots of things on the agenda.
We have seven items
on the agenda.
Yeah.
Ooh. Most of them are routine, though, aren't they?
They are routine, and several of them are related to each other. So.
Oh, okay. All right. So we'll talk about them. And, of course, the second meeting of the month has been moved.
Yes.
So we're going to have that on a Thursday night?
On the 27th.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Or right after Christmas.
After Christmas. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Because the next city council meeting would technically take place on Christmas night. And that's really not a night you want to have a city council meeting.
No, not real popular to do that.
No. So, all right, we'll talk about that and a whole lot more here in just a few moments with Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire on WFIW on the Community Connection.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
You know, the good news about this whole money thing is it's not rocket science. I mean, 100% of the time, if you keep spending more than you make, 100% of the time, you're going to financially crash yourself. So the good news is personal finance is 80% behavior. It's only 20% head knowledge. We know what to do. We just don't do it.
The first step in your journey begins by tuning in to your home for the Dave Ramsey Show in Fairfield. WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
All right, we are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire, and the City Council meets tonight at 5:45. There's a rezoning, a property meeting for what are we rezoning?
There's a property at 801 Mount Vernon Road. I think it had been a business at one time.
Oh, okay.
But it's actually zoned residential, so it needs to be. The person who's going to be occupying is wanting to run a business out of there, so we need to change it to a B1.
Okay.
And then we have another one at 805 West Center Street it is currently an R2, which is single or two-family, but we are going to rezone it, or asking the council to rezone it to an R3, which is a multi-family dwelling.
Oh, okay. All right. It's just technical things that have to be done.
Correct.
All right. Do we really pay that much attention to zoning laws around here?
We try to.
Okay.
But again, like I said, sometimes you look back and say, well, why is that why was that a residential district on R2 when there is a business that was there at some time? I can't think what it was, but you know, in the 800 block of Mount Vernon Road, there's a parking lot in a the building is quite dilapidated. I think the windows are busted out, but anyway. That person is wanting to do some work there, and technically for them to operate a business, it needs to be the right
zone.
Got to
be zoned correctly. Okay.
Correct.
All right. You top off the meeting with the, once the meeting gets started, approve a tax levy.
Yes.
Levy is coming in.
Yeah, not necessarily the most popular thing to do when you're a taxing body, but a necessary thing that you have to do.
If you don't do it, you're going to be broke in a matter of minutes.
Right, and we're a little bit different than the other taxing bodies is that we have multiple sources of revenue. Obviously, the largest source of revenue is our utilities, but we still nonetheless need to levy for property taxes.
Okay.
But we, after some discussion as to what we're going to do, I'm actually recommending that we keep ours the same as last year.
Oh, okay.
So no increase in our tax levy.
Yay!
So, again, we're only one of...
Taxpayers rejoice.
Yes. We're only one of several taxing bodies, and we just decided that, again, since...
Your portion is not going to...
Right, our portion's not going to increase.
Okay. All right. And then you have to act on the whole rezoning property, and then Christmas bonuses for employees get to get Christmas bonuses.
Yeah, so last time, if I would have been here, we would have talked about that things are better for the city. We still have a ways to go, but last year, the year before, we did not give one, and I did ask a lot of the city employees When it came to contract time, you know, we didn't give a percent increase. We just gave you a stipend.
Right.
And we kind of towed the line there. But we feel like things are better. And so we wanted to extend the bonus to them. And so last council meeting, the council did approve all full-time employees that have 1 year or more getting a bonus, which is basically $100 for that first year and then $5 for each additional year.
Okay.
After the meeting, some of the council members approached me and said, you know, we kind of think we should extend that to all full-time employees, even if they didn't have a year. And we have, I think, 8 or 9 that haven't been there quite a year.
Oh, okay.
And so that's basically what we're going to go back to, say, hey, okay, we'd like to give that $100 to those employees that are full-time but haven't got a year yet.
Okay. All right. So being fair with all your employees.
Trying to be.
Everybody loves all that.
Yes. I don't think you'll find an employee that wouldn't like to have a bonus, right?
All right. Then it's the steering committee for Atkinson Forest. You've got people to sit on the steering committee.
Yes. A lot of them will be the ones that were on there before.
Okay.
You know, actually a couple of council meetings ago, we had discussion about doing that. And the process moved a little bit slower than I would like to have seen it, but we're moving forward with that.
Okay.
And we'll be naming those people, and then tasking them with, you know, okay, let's look at the existing intergovernmental agreement between the city and IDNR, and let's look at what's been offered to do in the public, and let's see if there's some of this that we can't move forward on while the city continues to determine what exactly
what the next step is.
Yeah, the next step is. But I think there's some things that we probably could move forward in. But we're going to ask the steering committee to look at that in terms of, you know, what's the feasibility of doing these projects in accordance with, you know,
the agreement with IDNR,
and what's the sustainability of those projects in the long term.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Okay. I'll be the first to admit I've looked at the Atkinson Forest, and I grew up I spent some time on the backside of Atkinson Forest growing up, and I don't understand it. I'll just put it simply that way. I just don't understand it. So that's coming up, and then final loan closings.
With EPA, we had a couple of loans there related to our water plant construction, our raw water intake, and then our transmission line.
Right.
So those are several years ago. The most recent would have been the water plant construction. The transmission line was even longer ago. But
right.
Anyway, we just there's this paperwork that we have to finalize with the Illinois EPA signing off on that. So for me to do that, I have to receive authorization from the city council.
Yeah, that was like two administrations ago.
Yeah, for the transmission line was, definitely.
Right. So, okay. All right, that's what's going on at the city council meeting tonight. When we come back with Mayor Brett McGuire, we're going to talk about TIF, what it means, what it is, how do we get that money, where does that money come from, all that kind of good TIF information is coming your way here on the Community Connection.
Who has the power?
I am Rush Limbaugh, the man accused of running the country.
The power to inform and persuade.
The man about whom it is said he must be dealt with by a high government official.
Feared by some.
Rush Limbaugh running America.
Loved by many.
And I am Talk Radio. You have made that possible with my assistance.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekdays at 106 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Mayor Brent McGuire, and we're going to bring up the TIF now, tax increment funding, right?
Tax increment financing.
Financing. Yes. Okay. See, I had the wrong letter, or the wrong word for the letter F. Financing. So what is TIF?
Well, you know, obviously it's complicated, not necessarily understood by many, and that's why one of the reasons I want us to talk about it. But really what happens is the city establishes an area that it believes needs some redevelopment.
Okay.
And so then for a period of years after that time, the property taxes from growth that occurs in that area are then diverted into a fund that's controlled by the city council that then allows us to pay for lawfully authorized redevelopment expenses. Now, those lawfully authorized expenses are those are set in statute.
Okay.
So
it's not a hazy area that you can it's set by law.
Right. They have
what it is.
Right. This is the different categories that would qualify for that.
Okay.
And so just as an example, you know, public works or infrastructure improvements
right.
are part of that. There's also some private development stuff that can occur as far as site preparation and that. And so Fairfield has two TIF districts. We have one, TIF number one is the Central Business District, and it was started in 1992, and it basically runs along Main and Delaware okay. throughout town. It branches off in a few places, but essentially that's the TIF number one, and that
right.
expires in 2027. So we're not okay. that far, just, you know, 19 is just around the corner, so we're 8 years
right.
from that expiring. Now, we also have another TIF
right.
That was created in 2004, which is a housing TIF, and it's related to the Farrington Farm subdivision.
Oh, okay.
Now, unfortunately, we haven't had a lot of success there, but we are working on that. So after and actually, ironically, that TIF, number two,
uh-huh.
expires the same year as TIF one.
Okay.
Okay? Unless it's extended.
Okay.
But anyway, the point is, once they expire, all of the future tax revenues from mm-hmm. Past 2027, all of that tax revenue then goes back to all the taxing bodies.
Okay.
Right now, it's being collected into that special fund that it can be used by the city council. But after
all right.
they expire, it all goes back to the taxing bodies.
Okay.
So again, what we call the downtown TIF, TIF number one, has been, you know, fairly successful. We've renovated some different things, brought in some you know, different things, been able to do even some work on the electric line because of infrastructure
right.
related to that. Now, one of the big things, you know, not that long after I took office, through an audit, we found out there were some problems. There
okay.
was basically this loan that went from, you know, related to Farrington Farms, that went from TIF 1 to TIF 2. And so because of that, we decided that we needed to do a complete review of TIF, and that's when we brought in an attorney from Springfield.
Okay.
And so basically he's been going through and compiling a history and looking at all these notes and making sure what's going on there. And the first, there's basically three reasons we did that. Number one, we want to make sure that we implement a proper solution to those problems that we've identified.
Okay.
Secondly, we want to make sure that we understand fully, as completely as we can, the history of TIF in the community, how it's been used traditionally and how we want to do it. Moving forward.
Right.
And so then third is to make sure that we provide information to our city council on the things that were originally planned for TIF, because there's an original plan back in 1992 that says this is what we anticipate projects being done, and we're going to expend this
amount
of money.
We've got a checklist.
Yeah, we're going to expend money in these line items to make sure that happens.
Right.
So we want to make sure that we do that. And it, again, this stuff was done years ago, different mayors, different councils. We're not interested in looking back and saying, well, that should have been done, or that whatever happened in the past happened in the past. We're not looking to blame anyone or place fault. We just want to move forward.
Right. Right. Exactly. So. Okay. So now moving forward,
mm-hmm.
Here's the question I have. My first question is, an audit isn't done regularly on the TIF funds?
Yes, it is, actually. We have
okay.
to, yes, they are audited as well. It's just that it's complicated to explain. But we transitioned from one auditor to another, so a different set of eyes.
Oh, okay.
And so then certain questions were asked, and then when those questions were answered, it was like, well, we're not sure about it. The problem was things were assumed.
Okay.
It was assumed that the two TIF districts touched. And if they did touch, then it would have been perfectly okay. Because you can move money from one TIF to another as long as they touch. And there were assumptions that were made that we found out once we had a new auditor, because they looked at that and say, well, and they asked for copies of our TIF maps.
Okay.
And they said, from what we're seeing, it's close, but they don't touch.
Okay.
And so we went through the process and looked, and we're like, you know what? You're right, it doesn't. And so therefore, there is that problem. So one of the solutions is, do you amend one of the TIFFs to make sure it touches?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good and well moving forward.
Right, but the problem already exists.
So how do you correct that? So one of the things that probably is going to have to happen, there's going to have to be some legislative action. In other words, we're going to have to create legislation that says this happened and this is what's going to happen moving forward.
Right.
And the state legislature sign off on that, saying that we acknowledge that, we recognize that, and this is what we're going to do moving forward.
Okay. All right. We are going to talk more about the TIF district and TIF funds in just a few moments with Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire.
The Dave Ramsey Show, where common sense meets dollars and cents.
There are always people out there who are going to predict the end of the world. The end is coming! The end is coming! There always have been. And I've just made a commitment as a financial guy, unless I see real data that tells me that, I'm not going to say that. And even then, I'm going to question my own sanity, because we've got a long history in America of that not being true. WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire, and we've been talking about the TIF and the two TIF districts here in Fairfield. We talked about the problems that have occurred in the past, and so now we're brought up to the today, and so where do we go with TIF money from here? What are the projects? What's on the checklist that was originally?
Right. So the big thing, and actually one thing I forgot to mention already, was that through this review of TIF, one of the things that was found out is that just like our appropriations, there's line items.
Right.
So there was a certain amount of money said that this is what we're anticipating coming in, this is what we're going to appropriate in those line items.
Okay.
Some of those line items, what we found out, have actually been exhausted. So the original amount that was put forward said this is how much is going to be there. We've actually spent more than that at TIF.
Oh, okay.
But one thing, so we're going to have to do some amending or adjusting there, but one line item that we know a large portion has remained unspent is public works or infrastructure.
Oh, okay.
There was approximately $8 million that was originally slated for that, and we haven't really touched that. There's probably, of that amount, 75% that has not been spent.
Okay.
So that's one of the big things we've talked about before with DOT coming in 2021, resurfacing Main and Delaware. We'd like to replace water lines, and that's going to have multiple benefits. But one of the primary benefits, Andrew Miller, our fire chief, said is that, many of our downtown fire hydrants, we can't get
sufficient pressure
volumes through there. So if we upgraded our water lines, it would improve that.
Okay.
And if you just look at downtown, you think about, most of them are brick buildings, but not on the inside necessarily, right?
The Strand went up pretty fast.
Right. It did go pretty fast. And think how close all those businesses are.
Right.
And I hope hope it never happens, but we want to make sure that we can fight them effectively. So that's one definite benefit from there. But there's also, again, the benefit to the general public as far as having an improved water line,
right,
or water system, and the fact that after getting a new road, we're not having to tear into it all the time.
Exactly.
But anyway, so public works are the big thing that we want to definitely move forward in. Now, the other thing that I wanted to address is that, again, as I mentioned with TIF, so that money that's going in there is money that's basically been diverted from the other taxing bodies.
Okay.
Which include our schools.
Right.
But we want to still make sure that what was originally planned out is done. That's a responsible operation of the TIF. And I think it is very possible by the end of TIF in 2027 that we will have completed, the large majority, if not all of those projects.
Uh-huh.
So if that does occur, what that means is there's going to be a surplus of funds that will then be returned to the taxing bodies for use in their operations, as well as when the TIF expires, that goes back to all of those taxing bodies.
Okay.
Something else I mentioned earlier was the Farrington Farms TIF. And we are working on that currently. Mm-hmm. We're working with the landowners, the developers, to work on something there so that we can help that be successful as well and help that TIF grow.
Right.
So one of the big things is we talk about public works and different things that there's a difference of opinions or different views as to how it should be done.
Right.
Whether it be the general public or the affected taxing bodies, we all have somewhat different opinions. And we welcome all of those opinions. We're okay with those differences of opinions, and we value those and we feel like they're important. But ultimately what happens is that state law, the legislature, it authorizes the city council to make those decisions regarding that. And so those are what we have to do. And obviously we take the opinions and advice of others into consideration when we make those decisions. But the bottom line is once we've had our shortly after the beginning of the year, we will be sitting down with those taxing bodies at a joint review board meeting, probably February, to go over our review of the history of TIF in Fairfield. And we want to make sure that's thorough, complete, transparent. The taxing bodies deserve that. The public deserves that. We want them to understand how we're going to move forward in the future because they deserve to know, what remaining projects are there? How do we anticipate on handling that? And that's the ultimate plan there.
Okay, so let me ask you another question, and this might should have been asked in the last second. The history, what happened to the checklist after they created it? Did it just get forgotten, or?
Well, I think what happened is just because there's not been one person that has been over TIF per se, and there's different councils, different mayors, different economic development people, that we have those line items in appropriations, but don't know that we necessarily looked at, this is what was originally set out to spend there. This is a running tab of how much we have. Now, the good news is, like our appropriations, if you overspend on one line item, it doesn't mean you're done.
Right.
It means that you have to adjust your budget or appropriations accordingly. And so that's what we're going to have to do. There's a contingency line item that was built in that had, I think, $1.6 million. So you can move some of that around and cover some of those that are deficit maybe at this point. But we'd also have to probably move some from public works or infrastructure. But the important thing that the council's going to have to do now is look and say, what are some of the projects we are looking at, public works? What are some of the things we might like to see private development-wise? And let's make sure that we adjust or amend those line items where there's sufficient money to do that so we don't have to do this in a few more years again. Let's try to get it right now.
And then let's try to keep track of it here on out.
Right. Yeah, this is a running total of, this is how much we spent up through this year. Now we're getting ready to look at this year, and now let's keep track of what we're spending this year on our running total to make sure that we don't exceed that amount.
Okay. All right. So that is the short explanation on TIF.
Yeah, it's about the shortest I can give. Yeah.
Well, you only had 12 minutes, so I think you got it all in.
All right.
All right. Mayor, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for inviting me.
Oh, no problem. Anytime. If you want to talk more about TIF, we'll set up a special day.
Okay.
It'll be TIF day.
All right.
Breakfast with TIF. Yeah. All right. That's going to do it for today with Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire. We'll be back again tomorrow here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.